Forgiveness is so interdimensional. You see, from a linear space of consciousness, something happened in the past. You're in the now. Based on the past and your now, that's going to be the future. And you see what was as what was. And what was are the impressions of what's going to be. And what doesn't work for you, you feel you could sweep under the rug. And the more you cope, the more you could sweep under the rug. The cleaner you think everything will look until you trip. Until you trip under the big, 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 big bump in the rug. Yes. You know, it's interesting. There are so many levels to forgiveness, but I'm going to have to start. Let's start where people are at usually when they don't forgive. Let's start at victimhood. Victimhood. You felt wronged, brutalized, misunderstood, abandoned, manipulated. Let's focus on a spiritual level what happens when this takes place, when this transpires. You have the victim and the oppressor. How did the oppressor become an oppressor? Because the oppressor once felt wronged, misunderstood, marginalized, used, abandoned. From another oppressor. And each of those oppressors all got infected with the very same energetic venom, where they felt wrong, marginalized, used, misunderstood, abandoned. I mean, in fact, somewhere along the line, one of those oppressors made an energetic exchange, a deal. I don't feel I have enough respect for my own soul. I'm not strong enough. I'm not power enough to do everything I want. Let me partner with the energetic force. Let me partner with the angelic presence, representation of the holographic intelligence, of the consciousness of victimhood, of abandonment, of rage, of anger. Because I feel weak, and this will make me feel strong. And even though they don't realize that the reason why this angelic presence is so strong is because it's sapping off the light of each one of these individuals that borrow from it. But they borrow from it because they don't have respect for their soul fragment within and the greater soul from which it emanates from. They lack reverence and awe. They don't witness it. So they feel a surge of power and they borrow from this. And through that victimhood, they learn to be tough and justify. The ends justify the means, they say. And the oppressor gets the victim, and the victim becomes an oppressor. And spreads this disease in cognition and consciousness from one to the other, to the other, to the other, like a virus. And it spreads. Spreads. caveat I want to add is that although from a linear perspective, it seems that a person was wronged in the past and they're overcompensating it in their now and they're creating a better future. The truth of the matter is that from a spiritual perspective, they're being wronged right now. That event is happening right now, in this moment. There's a part of their soul that's going through rage, abandonment, feeling marginalized, feeling wronged and misunderstood. It's happening right now. The pain is real. The dissonance is there. It's being broadcast straight from their heart. And you think it's from the past, but it's not. Because interdimensionally, it's right now. And it's using the creative stream that comes from the higher self, the greater soul. And it's filtering it through the heart's dissonance of anger and rage and abandonment. And it's creating the momentum for this to continue. For the disease to spread, for it to impregnate into naive and simple souls, unsuspecting ones, to fall to the same trap and seduction, to continue the spread of it. It's happening right now. So what is the solution? What can you do? Well, the spiritual law goes as such. This is a very important spiritual principle. It applies on many levels. It's very important to acquire this. Whenever you're connected to something, it's a two-way conduit. To the level that you're connected to it, it's two ways. Let's say you have a reservoir underground. It's a tunnel and it carries water from one area to the other area. Well, wherever the water source is coming from, it's propelling in that momentum. But if a stronger momentum of a stronger force would propel in the opposite direction, it would suddenly meet the other force. It would be a little bit of a combustion, and then it would break the tunnel a little bit, and then the flow would go the exact opposite direction. So whatever is feeding into you, whatever that feed is, it's a two-way feed. And if you awaken to the nature of it, that if you can enter into a space of complete sovereignty, of true freedom, and choose from a unified perspective of your soul, a timeless perspective, an ethereal perspective, and make an authentic choice and reach the harmonic chord within your heart, you have the ability to not just mitigate the fallout of what happened to your soul, but to retroactively catalyze the shift in the oppressor. That when the oppressor ever hits a space of humility, they will suddenly say, oh yeah, I see clarity, I see God. And what they saw was the momentum of that you helped catalyze through your higher self. It's almost like a disease that you create the antibodies and then you retroactively, you just Send the antibodies back to its source of what catalyzed and disseminated the disease. The venom. Well, then what happens is it ricochets like a domino effect. In the antibodies, they just replicate. It's not stagnant. Because everything's interconnected. Everything's in a glorious, elegant balance. One affected the other, affected the other, affected the other. One changes. It resonates differently. Everything gets a little pull. And then suddenly, intransigence, stubbornness, hard-heartedness, toughness, a world with impenetrable walls, callousness and apathy. Suddenly you wake up one day and boom, it's a changed world. People are more responsive. People are more in touch. People are more connected. That's the power of true forgiveness. True forgiveness is understanding. The reason why you're in a position to forgive is because you had within you the potential and the coordinates to solve the entire cycle. It affects way, way, way beyond your personal circle of influence. It affects lives way beyond your present now. It affects phenomena way beyond this world alone. Some people ask, I'm so good. Why does this keep happening to me? Why? So good. It happens to you because you're so good. That's why. Because the pitch is coming right at you. You can knock it out of the park once and for all. You can help change the whole score. You break the whole paradigm. That's why it keeps happening to you. That's forgiveness. And from that perspective, forgiveness is not forgiveness at all. It's gratitude. It's just gratitude. It's gratitude. It's gratitude for being afforded the opportunity to make that difference. It's gratitude for being afforded to have the opportunity to help others beyond yourself. It's gratitude to be able to receive the input, the influx that, if rebalanced, can help harmonize things way, way beyond your immediate perception. That's the gratitude. Oftentimes, the individuals that have a very difficult time forgiving, they can intellectually understand what I'm relating here, and they get it, but they just can't take that step. There are some things that just they can't forget. And when that happens, it's not because they're like such mean people. They're spiteful. It's not why. It's because there's an aspect of themselves that they won't forget. So they can't unify the different fragments of their soul. And they can't hear that music because they don't speak the language of forgiveness. They don't know what it is. Because there are parts of their own soul that don't know the language of forgiveness. There are parts of their own soul that still feel abandoned, and still feel marginalized. And still feel leveraged and manipulated and misunderstood. And that's the language that's circulating through the circuitry of their soul. Because of the dissonance and the soup, this thick soup of dissonance that they're swimming in, they cannot even detect, they cannot even hear the future aspects of their soul reaching out, pouring out with the euphoric chorus, "Take my hand, I'll take you there." They can't hear it. And they can't hear the vibration of euphoric creativity that is emanating from their greater soul. They can't hear that either. Because they were crystallized in a state of not being enough, not being good enough, being manipulated and such by the self. And those people need to learn profound forgiveness for themselves, because they cannot forgive another if they don't speak the language of forgiveness throughout their entire soul. And they cannot make that bridge to forgiveness without seeing a strand of gratitude for all that they went through. The light that they gleaned through the contrast, the light that they gleaned by knowing the darkness, they know the light. Without seeing the benevolence in it all, and making peace, and transcending a need for justice, for vengeance, for rage, just soothe the anger through nurturing, blossoming and potential. You need to reach out to the inner child, because the inner child is the only one that can reset it, reset the parameters, see things with new eyes, hear the language. The child can always hear the higher chords of the future self and the greater soul and the harmony there. And through the inner child, you can hear it. You'll hear the music. You'll realize you never were alone. You never were abandoned. You shut the shade because you didn't want to do it in a unified way. You wanted to do it in a hierarchical way. You were still competing. You were still measuring. You're still weighing your worth. And through that gratitude, you will realign with initial grace. From that space, you will know profound forgiveness. A forgiveness that rings out through the entire collective consciousness of mankind. That renders the broken whole again. That reverses the momentum of all wrongs. It brings our world into the unified balance again. To live with awe, with our innate ingenuity and our innate divinity. And reverence for the collective around us. And so it is.